In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Of course, the shepherds were terrified. Sinners cannot stand in the presence of a holy God. The glory of the Lord pierced the darkness to expose their sinful hearts. Shepherds were not well respected. They were not quaint and down-to-earth people. They were known crooks and thieves. They were unclean people, and they lived among a people of unclean lips, and their eyes had seen the glory of the Lord. Woe to them! The holy God does not take sin lightly. So like Adam, they scramble to hide. Like Israel at Sinai, they quake with fear. God is holy. They are not. So they see this angelic messenger as yet another angel of death. But then he speaks, "Do not be afraid." It's a word of absolution. God has not come to destroy, but to save. He comes to fulfill Eden's promise. The seed of the woman is born. He comes to be David's son and David's Lord. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And the sign that God is born? A baby lying in a manger. They hurry off and kneel before this holy infant. No fear, no hiding, no death. But peace, joy, and life. God is man. Sinners are saved. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of your sin. Some is embarrassing. Some, we wonder how we could have fallen when it's so obvious. Some still bother us. But this child is born to take away our sin. He will not forget the small ones, and the large ones are not too heavy for his infant shoulders. Sheep were raised at Bethlehem for temple sacrifice. So the Son of God is born in Bethlehem to be the scapegoat who bears the sins of the world. He is the sacrificial lamb who removes your guilt. Do not think that you have done something that God cannot possibly forgive. Listen to the angel. His message is for you. A Savior has been born to you. God sent this infant because he loved you. He's greater than your sins and will accomplish what the blood of animals never could do. Gone is your sin. Removed is your guilt. Do not be afraid. God judges you by this helpless infant. Sin stole peace with God and filled your heart with fear. We also would have tried to hide with Adam and would have been shaking with these shepherds. But tonight he comes down from heaven so that through him you might ascend to heaven, to live in that unveiled glory of God and join the angelic choir. So do not be afraid of death or the grave. Man's fear of it has been on display this entire year. Thank God that he grants us a vaccine. But as long as the earth spins, heart disease, viruses, old age, cancer, and other diseases will still claim lives. Death remains our enemy, and it will linger no matter how long we can extend our lives. So tonight, life enters the world, but unlike every other man who is born, he does not try to avoid death, but he is born to die. He can't control his limbs, but he will crush the grave. He will be swaddled by Joseph and Nicodemus and laid in a tomb, and that will be death's undoing. So he will warm the cold grave with his divine body, and make it a place of slumber. Tonight he cries for food, but soon he will cry out and give up his spirit. What begins tonight will be finished on Calvary. Do not be afraid. Finally, do not be afraid of God. This is what the angel means when he says, "Do not be afraid." God could stop death. He could stop disease and viruses and pain, and drowning, and suffering, and fires, and every other thing that ruins our life. He could end them all, but he doesn't. He lets them linger. But do not be afraid of him. He is not born to harm you, but to save you. Death reveals your fallen state. Troubles reveal that you deserve death in hell. But tonight, God reveals that He is your salvation. Do not be afraid. The angel's words were not a momentary relief from fear, but a forgiving word that carried the shepherds into eternity, and they do the same for you. Do not be afraid tomorrow or 6 months from now or even in the next few years. Life changes, but Christmas does not. You will fall into sin, but this child is greater than your sins. Death will come. The grave will embrace you. But God is still your Savior through it all, not some of the time or most of the time, but all of the time, even as your body rests in a grave. He came down from heaven to be on your side. He took on flesh to suffer as you suffer, so that whatever may come, you can say with confidence, God is born for me. He is my brother and my Savior. Easy to say when life is going well, harder to say when troubles linger. But do not be afraid of him. He has revealed himself to you in this manger and on Calvary. Yes, indeed, he is your Savior. So nothing has changed for us this past year. Nothing has changed. Christmas joy still fills our hearts this year as it does every other year. Often family, gatherings, and traditions fill our time and our minds, and those things are good and wonderful. We miss them. Lord willing, we can enjoy them next year. But they are not needed for a proper Christmas celebration. So this year, for 1 year, God has stripped them all away to show us the true meaning of Christmas. By grace, we've always known what it is. But this year he sharpens our mind so that we can see it even more clearly. A Savior is born to you. Do not be afraid that life is different. God is not punishing you. He is not against you. He is still born for you. He is still your Savior. We want normalcy, gatherings, and social activities, but as long as we have his forgiveness, as long as God is born for us, we will not scramble or worry or be afraid, for we have everything that we need. He's not angry. Quite the opposite. He is forgiving and good to us all the time. Look, his body is present. His blood fills the cup. He loves you. He is still your Savior. Let him fill you with Christmas joy as you eat and drink while the angels and archangels sing. The veiled glory of the Lord shines around you, but you are not terrified, for he removes your sins. Death is overcome. God loves you. Do not be afraid. A blessed Christmas to you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.